Welcome in, everybody, to the iPhone Users Group on VIP Conduit on the 14th of January, 2026. Wow, we are moving right along in this new year. This is already our second class. Can you believe that? Or is it the first? No, it's the second. I'm having trouble. But anyway, welcome in, everybody. Today I want to revisit the Orion app. It's got a new feature where you can talk to it and tell it what you want it to do. So I'm going to see if I can do a little demonstration in just a sec.
The last meeting was on the 31st.
So this is the first of the year. I was right to begin with. I'm double checking myself. It's like second guessing myself, I guess. Okay, so on the Orion, you can put personal objects in there that you've... I always lose track of my cup. And sometimes I can't remember where my keyboard is. So I did... let me find the... I don't know. Get off of that. Let me...
Speaker boom. Teams. Gemini. Orion.
There it is.
Orion. Talk to Orion.
Let me...
Characters. Words. Speaking rate. 60, 55%. 50% nearby.
Okay.
Personal objects. Search text. Search object. Talk to Orion.
Okay. Button. Let's see.
Speak after the signal.
Help Orion. Me find my cup. Okay. Are you going to work?
Gemini, Orion.
Ah, it closed out the app. That's the first time it's done that. Let me try it again.
Talk to Orion. But search up, talk to Orion. Speak after the signal.
Help me find my cup. Making that noise.
Would you like me to launch the search object feature to find your cup? Please confirm.
Yes.
Speak after the signal.
Yes.
All right. I'm launching the search object feature on cup. Please wait a few seconds. Ellipsis. Aura loading. Ellipse. Scan your surroundings with the camera.
Okay. I've got it to the left and the cup should be on the table somewhere. So I'm scanning it slowly to the right.
Object found in 1.7 minutes.
You found it.
Center the camera on the object by following audio signals.
No?
Object last seen at the top left.
All right.
Scan your surroundings with the camera.
Ooh.
Object found at 60 centimeters. Center the camera on the object by following audio signals. Object centered.
Now it's vibrating. And there it is.
Focus the object. Center the camera.
I got it.
The object by following audio all right. Signals. Searching close button. Search
so that's
object.
Pretty cool. Button. All right, so now.
Search text. Search object button.
It's easier for me to tell it instead of typing in what I wanted to search for.
Talk to Orion.
To tell Orion.
Speak after the signal.
Find my keyboard.
All right, I'm launching the search object feature on my keyboard. Please wait a few seconds. Ellipsis.
I'm not sure where it's at.
Scan your surroundings with the camera.
All right. I'm not sure where I put it. I don't see it. I don't see it anywhere. Let me see. I've lost my keyboard.
Object found.
Oh.
50 centimeters.
There
center
it is.
Center the camera on the object by following audio signals. Your keyboard is white, rectangular, and has a standard layout with keys. It's positioned on a brown, cushioned ottoman. It's near a chair and a side table in the room.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Search at 60 cents and close button.
That's pretty cool. It's really neat. It come in handy.
That is cool. And I like that it tells you like it's on an ottoman near there or on a chair near an ottoman. So if you know your surroundings, you know more or less what you know, direction or what it's on your couch or on your coffee table or on the counter, kitchen counter, whatever it is. I like that. Now, I noticed it says centimeters. I think we had talked about this a while back. Is there a way to change that to feet?
Yeah, it's got a parameters. Let me see if it'll let me change it. It says Imperial Metric System. I've got it set to off. Let me try to do another search. I'll be right back.
I've been using an app for quite a while. You have to add things to the library or whatever, but I got a couple things I've added, like Black Cat and different things. It works pretty cool. Tells the retail and you get it.
Yeah, it's very neat. You can add things. Like I added another thing I have trouble finding is my comb. So I added that in there also. So it's pretty neat.
I'm always misplacing my cordless phone. Yeah, we still have the landline phone here. And I'm always misplacing my cordless phone.
You know, in the list, they have a list already made up too of many things. One thing they have is light switches, electrical outlets. Now, if you're in a motel, that can be very handy.
Oh, yeah.
That would be handy. Where's my beer? Just kidding. Or a door or something. Yeah.
Shape and has fine teeth.
Okay, here it goes.
It's on the round marble coffee table in front of you, near the edge. Your black comb is black, with a long, narrow shape and fine teeth. It is on a round marble.
Oh, how far is it away?
Round armchair. Object found at 40 centimeters.
Hey, I can't change it. I don't know.
The object by following audio signals.
It won't change it.
Object last seen searching close button. Search object.
So you have to put objects in the library that you're going to want to look for, you know, if they're not already there.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that's already there. It's amazing how many things they have in there. They have keys and combs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I didn't put keys in there. Let me get my keys and put them on the table, see if it'll find it. Okay, I'm going to tell the... It keeps going off the channel.
Search text. Search object. Talk to Orion. Speak after the signal.
Find my keys.
Would you like me to launch the search object feature to find your keys?
Yes.
Please confirm. Speak after the signal.
Yes.
All right. I'm launching the search object feature on keys. Please wait a few seconds. Ellipsis. Or I'm loading. Ellipse scan your surroundings with the camera.
See if I find it. Yeah, there's a key on the table. Are you seeing it? Yeah, maybe it doesn't look like a key. Nope, not finding it. Huh. Maybe I have to scan that in because it's got a ripcord tag for the key fob. So it's not seeing the key. Oh, wow. I guess it's not foolproof.
I might have made a mistake. I may have put the keys in mine, so that's why it finds them. If you have electrical outlet or a light switch, try that.
Okay. Let's see if it'll let me find the light.
Talk to Orion. Speak after the signal.
Find the light switch.
Would you like me to launch the search object feature to find the light switch? Please confirm. Speak after the signal.
Yes.
All right. I'm launching the search object feature on light switch. Please wait a few seconds, ellipsis. Aura loading, ellipse scan your surroundings with the camera.
It might be a little dark in here, not sure.
Object last seen at the top. Object centered. Get 2.9 minutes. Object found at 2.6 minutes.
2.6.
Center the camera on the object by following audio signals. The light switch is white, rectangular, and about 3 inches tall. It has a simple toggle mechanism. It's located on the wall to your right, near the corner of the room. 2.9, 1.6. The light switch is white, rectangular, and standard size.
And there it is. And it, when it finds it, it just goes, beep, make that noise. That's pretty neat. Looking for my keyboard.
Yeah, I knew light switch and outlets and like that are in there, so that's why I suggested that.
So that's kind of fun to play with that. I didn't know it had that Ask Orion or whatever that feature is, so that was kind of neat.
Didn't we get an email about it? I thought.
How is that spelled? Is it Orion or Orion?
Orion.
I was just messing with it while you were trying it as well. When it says imperial meters, want the set to on. Although, maybe I have to shut the app and open it again because it was bouncing back and forth, but it was definitely reading feet and stuff with that on. Although a couple of times it said meters, but yeah, I guess you want that on for feet.
Well, it said when it was describing the light, it said it's 3 inches tall. So I'm thinking, well, I don't know.
Would you be able to say, like, find a door? Say you were sitting in a big room and you wanted to know how to get out of there?
I bet you could.
I'm pretty sure door is in the library.
Boy, that might even be handy wandering around my basement. Sometimes I get lost down in there.
You could probably get it to start for your washer and dryer while you're down there, too. Put it in the library. And I said, okay, I'm waiting for it to load that. It didn't say.
Close, but searching for a door.
Okay.
Heading.
It said, I'm searching for a door. There's a door over there, but I don't know if it'll recognize it as a door because I got stuff hanging all over the back of it. So let me go in the kitchen and go that way. And you can look at the back door. Going into the kitchen. See if it finds. Nope. It's not. It's not recognizing a door. Which is kind of disappointing, but you can always add. Well, doors are different. Doors look different depending. So,
Close button. Search object.
And that's kind of disappointing. I'll have to look the library and see if it's in there.
Well, you could, you know, maybe it spots a doorknob and hinges, maybe that would tell us the door, too. So that could be a factor, I don't know.
Okay, this is another feature that you can search for.
Search tag nearby objects button.
Let's see what it does there.
How to use the nearby objects feature. Adding how to use the Orion will announce all known objects passing within range of your iPhone's rear camera. Use the nearby objects feature when you want to know which objects are around you. How to use the
okay.
Use the next button. And whether the Orion app is running or not, you can also launch a search directly with Siri by simply telling it search nearby objects with Orion.
Huh.
How to use the whether the over page 204 next button. Once the search has started, hold the phone upright in front of you with the rear camera facing your surroundings.
Slowly scan your surroundings with the camera horizontally and vertically so that the iPhone's rear camera is pointing at the area you wish to search.
That's pretty neat.
As the detection process commences, Orion lists all the objects around you. If the generative AI option is on, Orion will also provide some precise description of the environment and its objects.
Huh.
Page 3 of 4, next. But the device flashlight will activate when the room luminosity is too dim.
Oh, that's good to know.
It will deactivate when you leave the search.
Nice.
Be aware that Orion's detection performance is not perfect.
Yeah, I noticed.
With caution, indoors and outdoors. Page 4, full close. Button. Sky. Sky.
Sky.
Sky. Sky, nearby objects, heading, close, button, search object, button, search Orion, recent search, heading, voice dictation, enter your search, search object.
No, I don't want to do that.
Vertical scroll bar. Vertical.
All right, hang on, I got off track.
0% adjustable.
Okay.
Messages.
Okay, I want to do a quick demo here, since you're doing it. I think you just read what I just read right before you. So my Orion app is closed. Hello, Ali. It's completely closed in the app switcher. So I'm going to, hey, Siri. Search for object with Orion.
What object are you looking for?
Door.
What object are you looking for? Door or doorknob?
Door.
Or loading ellipsis close.
So it's off to my left, so it's not doing anything right now. So I'm going to slowly pan toward the left.
Object found at 5.9 feet. Center the camera on the object.
5.9 feet.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, I thought so, because you don't have to go and find your app and open it and tab on this and pick, you know, find object or. I'm assuming if it's already in your library, you could just say cup or whatever you put in, or black cat. But yeah, it's kind of cool that you could just, you know, when I first did it, it did ask me, do I want to, I forget what word it used, open shortcuts with Siri. So I answered yes. Then it opened up the app. It went through all those pages that you just went through, and then after I was done with that, I just closed the app because I wanted to try it from a complete close, and it worked.
That's neat.
Boy, that is quite the app. I mean, that really is so versatile. And to find a door, that's pretty cool.
What I also liked, it also asked me, when I said door, said, what are you looking for, door or doorknob? So I guess, I mean, yeah, just because you find a door doesn't mean, you know, even though I think most of us could find a doorknob, just feel both sides of the door. But if you want the doorknob to be, you know, make it more specific, you could, you know, it'll take you right to the doorknob. So you're on the right side of the door. Shoot, I was going to say something else and I forgot. Oh, well, you all know this. I did it with you guys with using Hey Siri. You can just invoke Siri with the button as well.
Yeah, I don't have Hey Siri turned on, so I need to do that at some point when I have, like, several minutes to spend repeating whatever it says to set it up.
Well, it's up to you. I mean, if you use it without saying it and you're comfortable with that, that's fine too. When I did it offline before I keyed up and did, I used the button. When I keyed up, I said the call word. So it works both ways.
Well, that's really cool. Another thing to play with. Another little toy. Yay! All right, I'm going to open the floor. Does anybody have any questions and concerns or any feature about an app that we've already talked about that you really like, that you would like to talk about?
Did I demonstrate Ira? Yeah, I think I did. I demonstrated Ira AI last time, didn't I?
Yeah, that was really neat. I don't have that. I'll have to call Ira and see if I can get that. But I did like that.
It should be in the tabs. I mean, well, I got an email and I signed up for it. Maybe that's what you have to do. But yeah, it is. I use it a lot, especially for like reading recipes on boxes. It does really well with that. It does really well also with locating things. It seems like I had it help me find a package outside once.
That is cool. Yeah, I think that's a neat feature. Ira rocks. They really do.
That is really cool. Especially when you need it for quick things. I don't pay for Iris. I don't know how long the AI will work. Or if that's still going to be 5 minutes worth. I'm liking all these new apps.
I don't know that there's a limit on the AI part. Is there, Mark?
I don't think so. Because I actually asked it once and it said, no, there's no limit. I don't know once it gets out of the testing stage if there will be, but at this point, I don't think there is. There is a limit, however, to how long a supervisor stays with it, because a couple of times I've gone over the 5 minutes and it'll say at the end, oops, we lost the connection with the supervisor. And so I don't know if that's contingent on the 5 minute thing, or if it was just a coincidence.
Would it read? I just got my new credit card in the mail. And with VD scan, I was able to confirm the credit card number and the expiration date. But the CVV code, which I guess is on the back of the card, would it read that?
It may, but that's one thing I would call an IRA agent for.
Yeah, I wouldn't, because all of those IRA AI sessions are shared unless you specifically tell them not to share it, and because it's still in a testing thing. So yeah, I would definitely call an agent for that.
Yeah. And even at that, at the end of one of those calls, there's an option, do not share if I have any personal information, medical, otherwise. I always select that option before I submit the feedback.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't sure if the agent would do that. I know there are some things I think that they would rather not get into. And I wasn't sure if that was one of them, but that'd be worth a try, because I've had some good calls with agents. I know I got a Uber Eats gift card for Christmas, and I got the physical card, and so you had to go through this whole process with a coin on a little strip on the card and keep scratching, like my brother said, like lottery tickets. And I was on the phone with the agent and he was watching me do that, because you just had to keep scratching and scratching before the thing even became visible. And what was really cool was I was on the Uber Eats website on my computer in the spot where I needed to put that code. And then he could read it to me when I finally scratched the strip enough to get the numbers and letters visible. And he could read it to me and I could put it in as he was reading it. It worked out very, very well.
That's great. I would be lazier than that. I would just have them do it. But I have not run across the limit of what they would do. I would think pornography would probably be something that that's the line they would not cross, which I totally agree with. But other than something that, you know, like that, I haven't seen anything that they have not tried to tackle with me.
Well, when I was going to do that, I wasn't really sure how I would handle him looking at the card, you know, through the phone app, and then being on the phone app of Uber Eats to type it in there. I'm always real funny about two things going on at the same time when I'm on the phone with somebody and then in another app, because the app switcher doesn't always switch, or it switches you to something else and ends up disconnecting the call or whatever. And so I thought, well, this will work out really good if I sit at my computer and make the call on my phone. And it was real easy to do once I got the numbers and letters visible.
Yeah, that seems like it worked out. But if you are on the phone and, say, for example, they can take a picture of it, so you don't need to be on the app anymore, and then you could just close out the Ira app, they're still connected to you. They can't see through your camera at that point once you close the app out, but you can go to the other app, say, okay, I'm ready for the code, and then they can tell you what it is as you type it in. So that would also be a way you could do that.
I've also found that if you need to switch apps like that, sometimes if you press your home button and actually go back to the home screen and then go to the app switcher, it's a little easier. Now, if you don't have the wonderful home button, it probably wouldn't be as easy to do it that way. But I found that while I still have the home button, it actually works to do it that way sometimes.
I've gotten used to not having a home button. I was afraid of that, but everybody I talked to said it's not hard, and it's not, at least not for me. I've heard some people say certain phones say it doesn't work as well. I guess maybe where you start at the bottom. And what Ira does, what I like, is they take a picture of it. Oh, I think Spence already said that. And then you don't, so this way you're not moving the phone. You can do other things. And like you were on the computer, you can even put your phone down on the desk and type as they're talking to you.
Yeah, Mara, it does act better getting into the app switcher from the home screen. And if you don't have a home button, it's just as easy. Just go to your home screen like you normally do. I think you slide your finger up until it pops twice, and then you're on the home screen. And then go quick up, and they'll get you in the app switcher. It is, for some reason, it works better from the home screen.
Yeah, I've never been, you know, I've not gotten comfortable. Even like the other day, I was on my iPhone talking to a friend of mine, and I got another call. And I've never gotten into that where I've answered that other call and the other person would be put on hold or how I would even, I've just never gotten good enough. I guess I'm always afraid that if I say I'm going to try to answer the other call that the first one's going to drop or something or not get to the second one in time.
I always end up hanging up on the call. And then it answers the other one.
Well, hey, I just would like to throw this out there. And this kind of flies in the face of what we normally like to do with our updates. But I ran across this. It said that with all this security stuff that's going on out there now, that it's imperative that you be running the latest update on our phones. If you're not, you're putting yourself at risk because of all this stuff that's going on there. So I thought, you know, we don't like to do that because we're always a little bit leery what's going to happen. But it's kind of made me think like maybe we better update.
Oh, boy. Well, okay. I might try to do that.
You on 26 yet, Spencer? You are just on like the original 26, but not the 0.1 or 0.2 or whatever. Just curious. And me, I've always been one to, I don't do it like right away, but I'll take maybe a week or a couple of days later. Usually not very long. I've always got the latest up to the day.
No, I'm still on 18.
I'm running 26.2, and I have had absolutely no problem with it at all.
Like I said, anytime we do a major update, what worries me is when the thing comes back and you have to go through the setup again, and I'm so afraid of getting caught on another language and not being able to get back to English.
You know what's funny? I found, I think I did it once, it kind of stays on. Even though it's reading all those languages, if you don't swipe up or down or whatever, it still comes up as English. At least it has for me.
It has for me, too. I've never had any problem with that.
I think I only had that problem once. And I was able to understand enough of the words to get back to English, to get back to the choice screen. But yeah, that is a little unnerving.
Mm-hmm. So do you tap on when it says hello? Do you double tap there? That's where I seem to have issues.
If I remember correctly, yeah, you just double tap when it says hello. Then takes you to the next screen. And just in case, but does Wayne have Ira on his phone, or you could do it, and then if that ever did happen, and it happened to me once also a long time ago, I think with my 4S and never with my 8, to have Ira on his phone, or if you have an iPad, and then they could probably walk you through it maybe.
No, he doesn't have an iPhone yet.
Yeah, Parker, I just checked. I got the 0.2 as well.
Well, I just have not had any problems with it at all. It's working great.
No, I haven't either.
Well, it's just when maybe today or tomorrow I'll look into doing that. But it's whenever I do that, then you have to go back and to go through all these settings and like, oh, you have to reset. I heard that mail is different, voicemail is different, all kinds of stuff like that.
I haven't noticed too much difference, although I haven't really looked too much into voicemail and mail. I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say maybe just for that part, if you ever get your Jaws guy at the house again while he's there, just update the phone, and when it gets to that part, it's like, can you just tap on the right thing or make sure I'm doing English? Real quick, speaking of the new updates, with the Siri, not Siri, the voiceover voices, maybe the Siri as well. If you guys, I don't know if you've seen it, once you pick your voice, I use the Siri default voice for voiceover. It'll say, do you want it to speak faster or flat? Or you can set it to narrator, and you can even EQ it. You can EQ, bring up the highs or the bass or the mid-range. I didn't mess with that, but there's one button, with a flat and the rapid speak narrator. It speaks more natural. If you pick flat, it'll just say, the weather is 98 degrees. Otherwise, it'd be, the weather is 98 degrees.
I've never understood how excited people got when they said they could put eloquence on their phone. I mean, I like eloquence with Jaws, but I think the voices on the phone, I don't know why you'd want to have that.
I'm with you. I've never had any problem with the voices. They're natural.
Yeah, now I got Siri 2 on mine for my Siri. I'm not sure about the other site, and I'll let you hear what it sounds like. What's the weather?
It's currently raining and 42 degrees. Expect snow starting early evening. Today's high was 46, and the low will be 35.
Yeah, I just use plain Siri on my phone. But, yeah.
For VoiceOver, I have Siri 4. I think for Siri, I have Voice 4 as well. Yeah, I find that I never like the eloquence on the iPhone, which is funny. For Jaws, I like you said, I do like it. I've tried Vocalizer and the female voices and the other. I'm like, not even close on the computer. But on the phone, I won't touch. I tried it, but I won't touch eloquence. Oops.
Yeah, I have eloquence on with Jaws, and also NVDA, I have eloquence.
Yeah, that's fine for the computer. We're used to it on the computer, and it's better than the others. But on the phone, no, I would never select it for the phone.
I tried eloquence on the phone. I mean, I love eloquence. I've been using it since 19... who knows what the heck. And I don't like it on the phone. Don't ask me why.
I don't think I'd like it. I've never tried it on the phone, but I don't think I'd like it. It took me a long time to even switch back in the olden days from, Double Talk, was it? I don't know. Synthesizer. And I said, I'll never use eloquence. Well, I got used to eloquence. Now I don't want anything else.
I had an interesting experience yesterday with Instacart. I had a pretty good size order, which I'm thinking maybe isn't a good idea. But I should shop more often. But there were several things that the shopper said were not available, and I did have a lot of replacements marked for a lot of things. But one thing, and usually when I start working with a shopper, I will say, when asking me about substitutions, please do not show pictures as I am totally blind and can't see them. So when you have items that they say are not available, but they can replace it, and maybe it's a different size. Like one of the things I had asked for was potato salad, the deli potato salad, and it was like 15 ounces or something, which here, I'm here by myself, that's enough. And the shopper said they didn't have that. Then it comes back and it says the exact same thing, the store brand potato salad. I've asked, what is the size on that? Maybe they were showing the picture. I don't know. And that happened for a couple of things where if it was going to be a bigger size, I was going to say refund it. And there was one thing that I didn't catch it in time, and I said, go ahead and replace it. That was the first item that it came up like that, where I thought, oh, wait a minute, I should have asked, what size are you giving me with the alternative? And so I have a bigger size thing than I think I can use. But I'm wondering if some of these things are so scripted now, these apps are so scripted, and I know the shoppers are busy and they might even be filling more than one order at a time as far as answering questions, you know, in writing, because I said, please don't show the picture. I'm just wondering if that's something we're going to start running into if their shoppers are a lot busier and not wanting to take the time.
Well, I used Instacart to shop at BJ's one time, and I didn't see a place where you can turn off substitutes. So instead of getting meatloaf dinner or something that they had, they substituted 5 pounds of meatballs. And like, guys, that's not the same thing. So I got meatballs.
Yeah, I think they, and I haven't used Instacart in, I guess, 3 years, but even back then, I had that same problem where it was just like automatic, even though you just told them, you know, look, don't show me the pictures, I can't see them. And It gets frustrating.
They take all your meatballs, mash it all together, add some, I don't know, people add different things. Ketchup, mustard, and barbecue sauce, put in a pan, throw it in the oven. That might work. I don't know. I got a little shortcut for the App Store, if anybody's interested. Not really shortcut. It's going back to the way we used to do it.
Yeah. Go ahead. That'd be good. I'm sure they'd love to hear that. One thing about the meatballs that you just said, since I had so many, and I've got this hamburger casserole recipe, which I found on VIP.com in the cookbook, by the way. I highly recommend it. If anybody's looking for a recipe, that is the place to go. Having said that, so I've got this meat hamburger recipe. So what I did is I took these already seasoned Italian meatballs, shredded them up, like I had just browned them in the skillet, and substituted that for the ground beef, and that was a good happy substitution right there. Go ahead with your demo there, Hank.
Okay, so I don't know how many people started doing the three fingers tap on the App Store icon. Because it used to be you just double tap, you swipe to the right, my account, double tap on that, then you go to the bottom of the screen. That's what you can do now. Because now when you triple tap, what made it quicker is because for a while there, the focus was not at the top of the screen anymore. So you had to go all the way to the top of the screen, go find my account, double tap on that, and then go back down and find it. So the triple tap worked nice because you would just triple tap on App Store, swipe twice to the right, double tap on updates, and then go to the bottom of the screen. Boom, you're there. So now you just double tap on the App Store, swipe once to the right, double tap on my account. And at least on the iPhone 17, I bring my thumb right to the bottom of the screen and you either hear recently updated or available updates. And if it says recently updated, or even if you update those updates, somebody else reminded me, and I do it all the time, but I forget to tell people, do a three-finger swipe down, and it'll refresh the screen. In other words, it'll look to see if there's any more or any new updates.
And at the beginning of that, he meant to say single-finger triple tap instead of three finger. So anyway, it's a single finger triple tap to initiate.
Wow, you have a 17 now, Hank? How about that?
You must have not been there the day we were celebrating that. It's like he finally went to the mall.
It was probably one of the days I was out doing something.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. That's great. Wow.
Yep, finally bit the bullet. So I'll let you hear what the triple tap does now, which I'm assuming this is what you guys do, because we kind of pushed doing it because it made it easier. So triple tap.
App Store, 2 updates available.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3. With a sync, one finger.
Icon, button.
I'm going to swipe right.
Small widget, button. Medium-sized widget. Large widget, button. Search, button. Redeem, button. Updates, button.
Yeah, that was quite a few swipes. Then I can double tap on update and go to the bottom of the screen. So let me go home. Let me just double check.
Settings, App Store, 2 updates available.
So I'm just going to double tap one finger.
App Store, today.
It's on today, swipe once to the right.
My account.
Double tap on that. Available.
Account, heading.
I'm going to go right to the very, you can even start in the middle or just drop your finger at the bottom of the screen. I'm going to drop it in the middle of the screen and then go all the way down.
Available updates, heading.
Available updates.
Update all, 2, button.
And once I'm done, if it just said recently, I take three fingers, swipe down. It might get cut off, but it'll say refreshing screen. And like after those two updates are done, sometimes I'll get, you have 6 updates available. But I try to do the ones that are there in case there's back-to-back updates to a particular app. Let it do the first update, then look for and let it then do the second update.
I have one thing to mention just because it happened to me yesterday. And I was going to get an Uber and the app was acting really strange and I couldn't figure out. I'm like, man, they really changed this. And I finally realized that I had screen recognition on. And that'll work for some things, but boy, if it doesn't need to be on, it'll totally and thoroughly mess up whatever you're doing. As soon as I turned it off, then the Uber app behaved like I was used to. But oh man, it was like going into a foreign country before.
Well, that's good to know. Have you put the screen recognition in your rotor so that when you need it, it's there, and when you don't, you don't have it on?
Yeah, actually, I think that's what happened. It is in my rotor, and I think I may have arbitrarily turned it on.
That is a pretty good point, because I learned that when I bought my phone from the guy at the App Store. Actually, he works with Apple Accessibility. He goes down for 6 months. He's down there in Cupertino, or over, I should say, working with the accessibility team. And so he told me to put it in there, and he said most Apple apps, or I should say all Apple apps, should work without it, but once in a while, it's good to have it in there, turn it on if you need it. Otherwise, you know, because he said some apps do get funky. And sometimes it helps, and sometimes it messes things up.
So when you have it in your rotor, how do you turn it on and off?
You point to it, and then you just flick up or down. It's like anything else. It's a toggle. It'll just say screen recognition on or screen recognition off.
Very good. Thank you.
I wonder if that's what messes up. Like yesterday when I was doing this Instacart thing, and you know, when you are working with a shopper and you're messaging back and forth, and the messages, they're kind of, I don't know how to say it. It's like not a pyramid, because that's up and down. This is like left to right. So you keep swiping right as you're getting new messages, and then you want to get to the place where you can respond. And I would do that, but then I couldn't find the send button after I responded. And I'm noticing a lot of times that can be very sluggish, or whether the screen isn't moving that fast, or it's losing focus, or whatever. The same thing when you're typing something in. My voiceover, it clips. It doesn't, you know how you'd like it to be able to speak back to you, like, why, Yankee, or whatever, you know, to verify that you've double tapped on the right thing. And sometimes it'll just go, and I don't know what to do about that. But it's crazy things like that that are happening lately that are telling me maybe I need to get an updated phone. I don't know.
Which one do you have again?
I have a 13. And the battery, is there any way to set it, like, because I use so many apps throughout the day, the battery goes down pretty quick, and I plug it in at night. But when you plug it in at night, it goes up to 100% because you're asleep and you're not taking it out. And they say, don't do that. That wears on the battery even more. But is there any way to set it to, say, charge it up to 80% and stop?
No, I don't think so. Now, I had a MagSafe battery that was a magnet, and it would only charge it so far. It would never charge it to 100. So I don't know if that has something to do with it. But I know that if you're running an app during the day and it requires location services, like some of them do, like Facebook sometimes does, Uber apps, they all use location services. So when you're done, even Live Read that utilizes the camera sometimes to be my eyes, I always make sure I go to the app switcher and close those out.
Now, I've got the 13 Pro Max, and someplace in there it tells it it charges so much, and then it takes a break for a while, then a couple hours later it finishes charging. And I can't remember where, probably underneath the bat in the battery settings, but I think my battery is 85% good. But my battery will last sometimes 2 or 3 days. I don't use it a whole lot, but I have the quick charge. It's a little round magnet charger that goes on the back of it, charges it up to 100% in 2 to 3 hours. And I've had really good luck. I'm really surprised. I don't know why, but it seems to do pretty good. Of course, I try to turn a lot of things off that I don't want to use. And I can't remember where you go, but if I'm not using them, I turn them off so I don't get notifications.
Yeah, I tend to close all the apps down. The only ones I keep open constantly is Messages and Dice World, probably because I use those the most, and they don't really draw on your battery. Two, you are right. There's one, if you run on a regular schedule, it works better. But, you know, say you get up the same time every morning. It, under battery, I think it's under health. Oh, what's it called again? I think what you're talking about, like smart charging, or so it kind of learns your format. So it'll charge only to 80%. Say you get up at 7 o'clock in the morning every morning. It'll charge to 80%. And then around 5:36, it'll charge the rest of the way to 100. And also, if you're running down a lot in battery, what I would do with my iPhone 8, one of the reasons I kept it so long is as soon as I took it off the charger, I would tell Siri to turn low power mode on. This way, the battery wouldn't run down. It would last me pretty much most of the day at that point. And real quick, is my window still open?
Voices, comma.
Okay, primary, I'm doing the rotor selected. With the two-finger weird turning thingy.
Screen recognition off.
That screen recognition, I'm going to flick. You can go up or down. I'm going to flick up.
On. Off. On. Off.
And that's all you need to do to turn it on and off when it's in the rotor.
Yeah, I also don't charge mine usually until it gets between 20 and 30%. Unless I'm going someplace the next morning, if I'm, you know, below 50, I'll put it on charge. But most of the time, I let it go down to between 20 and 30%.
One more question, then we got to go because it's almost 4 o'clock. But is there a limit to how many items you can have in the rotor? Anybody know?
Not that I know of. I don't think it's really a limit. And I got to remember, I think if you do a four-finger triple tap or quadruple tap, you can bring up a list of like all the accessibility options. But it's a big list, so it's kind of daunting that way. But as far as I know, no. Although I haven't tried either to see how many I could put in there.
Cheryl, this has been an absolutely great class. A lot of information passed around, and wow.
Short notice worked pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a great class, Cheryl. Thank you very much.
Thank everybody for coming, and it was very informative. We all learned from this just by sharing our knowledge with each other, and that's what makes it work. Thank you so much. I look forward to doing this again in 2 weeks. Everybody have a great afternoon.